Gemara in the bottom of the page, but now things on the din of makanos hashtetza nafsha. If a person doesn't want to be kaima mitzvah saseh, and the pashas in this din a makanos hashtetza nafsha is that it's a din to try to get you to do the mitzvah. It's a din to be kind for you, to encourage you gently to be able to do the mitzvah that you're not doing. But the emes is we see there's kama rayas and kama rishonim that it's not just a din to get you to do a mitzvah, but there's really a get of an einish over here. This is the einish of a mitzvah saseh, a bitul saseh, a makanos hashtetza nafsha. One raya is from Rabbi Yonan Shari Tshuva and Shari Gimel Eisid Aleph, where he's talking about the different einshim and different chaymei haveris. He says the following. He says, "Now we're going to speak about the einish of being mevatel mitzvahs asay." And he quotes our Gemara: "Amar b'sein is chanam levrachim yaziras ish lasis sukkah lulav einu oisa makin oisa achiteitz nafshay." So he says we're going to talk about the einish for bittul mitzvahs asay, and he quotes our Gemara: "This is the einish of bittul mitzvahs asay makin oisa achiteitz nafshay." So it's pretty clear from his words that he understands that this is a get of an einish, not to encourage you to do it, but it's an einish for being mevatel the mitzvah, being oimed in the matzav of not willing to do the mitzvah. I think it's mentioning there's some Rashi as well, Rashi and Chulim, Daf Kafir. We mentioned earlier, the Gemara says, Eklal, the kol mitzvah saseh, shemat nitzar k'suva betzida, en kaifin aleh, any mitzvah saseh where the Torah writes the schar for the mitzvah, it tells you exactly what the schar is going to be, so there's no din of makanos achiteitz nafshay. So what's the reason for that? Says Dr. Rashi, as he says in Daf Kufirim Beis and Chulin, he says talking about Kibbutz Avim. He says Lamani Yerichni Amecha Lekach Pir Schara Leimer Im Loi Tekamena Zeh Anshur Shal Titol Scharza. Why did the Torah write the Schar? Because the Torah is telling you that if you don't do the mitzvah, your einish is you won't get the Schar, and not a different einish. In other words, Rashi is understanding that the Torah is saying that if you do the mitzvah, you'll get the Schar. If you don't do the mitzvah, your einish will be that you won't get the Schar. And Mimela, being that that's the einish, there's no reason to be kaifin, I say. Now, if you learn the kaifin is a din to encourage you to do the mitzvah, then what shaykh is an einish? Maybe an echinami, that's the einish of not getting the schar, but we still want to be makinaisa to encourage you to do it. So, l'chor, it's mavur from Rashi that he understood that the din of makinaisa chitetsa nafsha is a din einish. And over here, where the Torah said the einish is not getting the schar, the regular einish of makinaisa would not apply. So, that would also be mashma from Rashi that it's a get of an einish. Another raya I heard from Tzvi Berkowitz Shlita. He brought a raya from the Pirush of the Rakech on the video of Yom Kippur. We say, towards the end of the video, we say, V'al chatayim anu chayavim aleim makas mardis. So what is that referring to? What are the chatayim that we chayim makas mardis on them? So the Rakech says, it's referring to a mitzvah saseh. To this din, a makin I say, achitetz nafsha, if you don't want to do a mitzvah saseh. That's the makas mardis we're talking about, not just the makas mardis midarabanim. So he's learning that into the nusach of al chatayim shenu chayovim aleh makas mardis. We're chayiv on them makas mardis. We're talking about chatayim that we're chayiv anshin on them, like everything else over there. And he calls this your chayiv on makas mardis. It's masha from him that he understood that that is a get of an einish for being mevatel the mitzvah saseh. So there are kama rayas that it's an einish. Now the emes says, I think this is a machlokes achreinim. If you look in the shlah in Masechus Yuma, Iskuf Ayin Dalet, he brings down from the sefer Shushan Sardis that asks a very basic kasha. He says, why is it that we don't find anywhere in the Torah the einish or bittul mitzvah saseh? For lavim, we know what the einish is. You get malchus, other einishim, but for an asay, the Torah never tells us what the einish is. And the Shushan Saita says the following. He says, da ki ein kol einshi gehenim kadai etzal aschar mezuman al mitzvah saseh la'olam haba. All the einshi gehenim don't come close to the schar that you get from a mitzvah saseh in la'olam haba. Ki toivel lekabel kol einshi dinim avachol yafsin schar la'olam haba. All the einshim that you could get don't come close to the losing the schar in Olam Haba. So Zakhtar Shushan Saitis, the Torah doesn't have to tell us the einish, because the fact that you get schar for doing an assay and you lose that by not doing it, that is the grass to einish. There's no greater einish than that. When you get to Olam Haba and you're going to realize you're not going to get the schar that everyone else is getting from doing that mitzvah, that itself is the einish. So he understands that the einish of an assay is the losing the schar that you would be getting in Olam Haba. But the Shlah argues with him. The Shlah says on that, he says, La'achrish b'din mitzvah assay. He says, I can't keep quiet about the din of mitzvah saseh, that the Shushan Saitis is assuming there's no einish in the Torah, we don't find an einish, and the einish is not getting the schar. He says, it's not true. He says, about it, there's an einish in mitzvah saseh, avol b'mitzvah saseh, kigun sh'amin lo tol lulav, eno naitol, and he brings our Gemara that we makinais eshetetze nafshe, hinu lecha einshe mavur einish chomer b'li chanla. It's like, the shlav, about it, there's an einish, it's mamish the einish in our sugya, that if you don't do the mitzvahs I say that you have to do, we're going to hit you without any mercy, and that is the einish. So we see clearly that the Shlah understands that Argamavir is an einish for the mitzvahs I say. The Shushan Saitis, who doesn't say that, he says we don't find any einish. He, Luchar, understands this is not an einish. This is a way to encourage you to do it. And the einish is not getting the schar. But the, so Luchar, the machlekes between the Shlah and the Shushan Saitis is mamish just chakira. Is it a getter of an einish for being mevatalit or being aimed by mirdom, like the Ramban says, when you're matzav of rebellion, we punish you by makinais and achitetz nafshay, or is it a getter of encouraging you to do the mitzvah. And perhaps this could be the beer and the suffik of the prima gadim. The prima gadim in the psichat al chashabas has a suffik if there's din a machanos asher teitz nafshoi could be done on Shabbos or not. So even in a case where you're not going to be mechal Shabbos, the question is a mutter to do it or not? And what's his suffix? So l'chayr b'tali on this chakira, that if it's a getter of an einish, then you can't do it on Shabbos. There's a din of ein einish b'Shabbos, even if there's no chil Shabbos involved, but you can't give an einish on Shabbos. Bezin is not allowed to give an einish on Shabbos. But if it's just a din to encourage you to do a mitzvah, then pashas, that would be mutter on Shabbos. So that could be the beer and the suffix of the prima gadim.